Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God, amen, for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's about to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, let us enter in prayer this morning before we pray. Just thanking God for what he is doing right now, even on this line this morning, as we come believing and trusting God for a miracle this morning, a miracle of being delivered, a miracle of being set free, a miracle of being healed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, family, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Let me bless your name. Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And through his precious blood, we come this morning. We come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, oh Lord, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come asking for your help on today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us in those in our sin, amen. Oh Lord, purge the wicked off the land so that we, your children, may live in peace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Heavenly Father, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness and truth, oh Lord. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, you are our Lord in whom we trust up. As we seek you this day, we put all our trust in you that you have blessed this day and that you have made it a great day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders that happen in our lives. We thank you for your goodness, amen. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Spirit, take over as we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we enter in this way, oh Lord, do a new thing in us right now, amen. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God, that change will come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us, hallelujah, to take the steps, oh God, that you ordered for us, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we couldn't thank you enough. Heavenly Father, as we start our day, remove every evil that is planned to harm this day. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy, even as we start this day, before the attack comes. Remove it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you are good and your mercy endure forever. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy right now to harm this day. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. And we declare the prayer of our faith, amen, that our prayers will not be earthbound, we'll ascend into the supernatural. And we thank you, Lord God, that you heard our prayers and you've answered our prayers. For your word says, even yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you, Lord God. And Father God, we come praying this morning with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving, and a heart of forgiveness. Amen. We forgive those who have hurt us, wronged us, abused us, betrayed us, lied to us, lied on us, talked about us. Oh Lord, we forgive them right now for your words and vengeance and but we choose to bless them. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will call them not to leave this day, that they may be able to receive Jesus Christ. Amen. As their Lord and Savior, that they too may be saved. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And Father God, we come repenting this morning, Lord God. We turn back to you, Lord. Lord, forgive us for all our sins, sins of omission. Lord, forgive us, Lord God, of all transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh Lord, cleanse us right now with your thought that we shall be cleansed. Wash us and we shall be white as snow. Oh Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Baptize us right now with our Holy Ghost and with our fire. Let us receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy, to burn up all the works of the enemy right now in our lives and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you for your presence right now, for your word says, well, there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst this morning. Amen. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let us receive from you great and mighty, O God, divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word and who you are, God, as we study your word this morning. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Bless us with knowledge and wisdom, oh God, so we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleases in our sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, let the scripture take root in us, oh God, and be engrafted in our hearts and minds. Helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. That's to keep us in perfect peace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask right now. And we come to you, Lord God.
We ask that you clear our mind of any preconceived thoughts, confusion, or deception. We ask you, Lord, to block anything that's not of you and that we hear your voice and only your voice, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your voice of wisdom right now. Hallelujah. That we receive from you. We ask you, Lord, to, in complete faith and confidence that you will not allow any words to be spoken from our mouths that are not your words. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today. That you pour our blessing upon the life of your children that's on the line today, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed out of the overflow. And we declare that we're over for your blessings right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come believing this morning. On one accord, O God, with all faith, Lord, we ask that you help our unbelief. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we ask you to destroy all demonic covenants right now, contracts, chains, standing bondages, proclivities, captivities that are contrary to oppose or hinder your will and your destiny for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you liberate us right now from generational, satanic, and demonic alliances, allegiances, soul ties, spirits of inheritance, and curses. In the name of Jesus Christ, free us from all and any influences passed on from one generation to another, biologically, socially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, any other channel unknown to us, but known to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we resist and respect the acts of a gatekeeper or doorkeeper to our soul, and we renounce any further conscious or unconscious alliance, association, allegiance, or covenant right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, we open ourselves up right now to divine deliverance, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, you, hallelujah, have your way right now. Perfect those things concerning us. We ask these things right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to John 12 and 14. Lord Jesus, we ask you to destroy all ill-spoken words, all ill wishes, all enchantments, all spells, hexes, curses, all witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, witchcraft spells, voodoo spells, satanic spells, and every idle word spoken contrary to God's original plan and purpose. Lord Jesus, we ask you to destroy the curses associated with these utterances and decree and declare right now that they shall not stand, they shall not come to pass, they shall not take root, and their violent verbal dealings are attached to them double-fold according to Isaiah 54 and 17 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everyone, we ask you to place a hedge of protection around us and those in our family. It hides us from the enemy, familiar spirits, and any other demon spirits, making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to escape and check or trace us in the realm of the spirit. We decree and declare by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and upon the blood of Jesus Christ, there shall be no preparation or penetration to these hedges of protection according to Psalm 1:7. And Psalm 91, hallelujah, Exodus 12 and 13, and Zechariah 2 and 5, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we thank you, oh God, and we declare the cry deliverance this morning, hallelujah, Father God, as we come, oh God, petition our prayer, my faith, oh God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let it be thy will, oh God, to give it unto us. Father God, for your word said, if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. So, Father God, we ask that in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, if you are willing, oh God, let us receive the desires of our heart according to thy will and your plan that you have for us. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name right now, and we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. As we enter in by faith, oh Lord, we ask for the Spirit of the living God, have your way. Have your way on this line. Make this line a wellspring of blessings and favor of healing that when we come that we may receive. Amen. Hallelujah. That there will be no delays, oh God. It's remove every delay to our blessings, to our healing, to our deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we're blessed going in and blessed coming out. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, any of us that are traveling around this morning right now, or will be traveling. Oh Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pull-ons, no accidents. Amen. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may enter in on today. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, get it off, over it, around, about it, every road, street, highway, alleyway, seaway, building, place, or home, everywhere our feet may tread. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. We declare the crown of blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And everything that rises up against us in judgment, Father God, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we bless your holy name. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Move mighty on this line this morning, Father God. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. This morning, I thank you all for being on the line this morning, this beautiful morning, April the 1st. We thank God for keeping you. We thank God for remembering us this day and restoring our soul. Amen. That we know who we are, whose we are, where we are. Amen. So we just thank, we thank God. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, Heavenly Father. Good morning. I see all that I have, all that's on the line. I know it's early, but we thank God for waking us up this morning. Amen. Thank God for keeping Amen. You. Amen. Amen. So I'll call your name. I want to know how you're doing this morning. And then we're going to have our scripture, and then we'll have our petition and prayer. Amen. Angela, God bless you. Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Morning. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Good to hear your voice this morning. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. God bless.
Good
morning. I'm doing just great.
Amen. Amen. Good to hear your voice this morning as well, to see you all on the line. I said, Uncle Kim, well, Cousin Kim, when I see you come on the line, I said, oh, she's on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Nobody but God. Amen. Amen. Yes. Minister Davina Dudley, God bless you. Welcome this morning. How you doing? How you doing this
morning?
Good morning.
I'm blessed by all the favor. I woke up this morning above Thursday. It's a blessed day.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, beautiful women of God. This morning we're going to have our scripture, and then we'll have our prayer petition. Amen. As we do our 7 days of prayer and fasting, whatever fast that you have asked God for your life, do that fast. We are. The fast that I am on is basically, it's a raw fast. It's just fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds during this time and water. And so I thank God for the strength to be able to. So whatever it is that God has called me for during the 7 days, and just try to, you know, guard your gates, you know, your eyes, your ears, your mouth and all that while you're during the 7 days. I mean, you just fill yourself up with the Word of God and, you know, listen to the gospel, reading the Bible, listening to it, those things that are inspirational, come aside from the negativity as much as possible. Amen. Be careful where you're going during these times, maybe 7 days. So just be, so you can be in a position to receive. It's all about positioning, family. And so we thank God for divine position. I pray for order, divine order, positioning for our lives, so that we can receive from our Heavenly Father. Amen. The Bible says in the book of John, we're going to come out of the book of John, chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. Amen. John 14, verses 12 through 14. The Bible says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So what the Bible is saying, what the scripture is saying, church, and the main thing is figure out how do we apply it to our life, because the Bible is for life application. So when we look here in the Bible in these particular verses, Jesus is not saying that his disciples would do more amazing miracles. After all, raising the dead is about as amazing as you can get. So rather, the disciples working in the power of the Holy Spirit will carry out the gospel, will carry the gospel of God's kingdom out of Palestine and into the whole world. So this is, we're talking about the greater,
the greater that we would do, the greater works that we would do, because we would go out, go therefore out to the end of the world, end of the earth, to make other disciples and to spread the gospel. Amen. And when Jesus says we can ask for anything, we must remember that our asking must be in his name. And this is according to God's character and will, and God will not grant requests contrary to his nature or his will. And we cannot use his name as a magic formula to fulfill our selfish desires. So if we are sincerely following God and seeking to do his will, then our requests will be in line with what he wants, and he will grant them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It's my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Amen. All right, this time we're going to have our prayer petition, and we're going to start with Angela Green. God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, too. Just continue prayer for me and walking continue my faith with walking with God and just protection at work and where I go, so in my health and strength. So thank you.
Yes, Lord, we come into agreement. We come by faith this morning, and let us touch and agree with our sister this morning. We say amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we come this morning with all faith and combined faith with your daughter, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, all that she's petitioned this morning by faith, Father God, that you will move mighty in every area of her life, oh God. Let breakthrough come, oh God, hallelujah, in her spiritual growth, oh God. Let breakthrough come in her deliverance. Let breakthrough come, oh God, even on her job, in her finances, in her health, in her peace, hallelujah, in her strength, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for your help on today, Lord God. For Lord, we know that you are God of change, oh God, that you can change any man, any woman, for you know the heart of man and woman. Amen. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will change her, Lord God, and make her more like you, oh God. Lord, help her to keep her mind stayed on you, Father God, that you will keep her perfect peace. Lord, order her steps. For your words is a goodness, steps of order, Lord. Make her good, oh God, that you will order every last one of her steps all the days of her life, oh God. Oh, and let blessings run her down and take her over. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, when you bless your daughter, when you multiply, Lord God, with our goodness and our favor. So let her receive divine revelation and knowledge, oh God, and understanding of your word and who you are in your word, oh God, so that she can apply to her daily life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God's sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, help her to pursue peace always. Amen. Make her a peacemaker. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare in the prayer, hallelujah, that you shall live and not die. We call you blessed. We call you healed. We call you delivered. We call you favored, my God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for answered prayers this morning. And Lord, we pray the strength of our mother, God. We pray the peace of our mother right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we call upon you, God, of all comfort, to comfort your daughter during this time. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Oh, Lord, let your light shine upon your daughter. Oh, Father God, where there's any darkness in our life, oh, God, let your light shine on that place of darkness. Hallelujah, the darkness must flee in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come against every soul tie, stronghold, soul, strong man, messenger of Satan. We declare the prayer that she is delivered this morning and set free. Father God, it's you that give us a power and the authority to decree a thing in this earth, and it shall be established. So we decree and declare victory over your daughter this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And hallelujah, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you believe that and you would see that for yourself, by your faith,
amen,
be unto you.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God. Amen. 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 God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. Amen. In this life that we live, that we live. Hallelujah. in the name of Jesus Christ. And decree and declare yourself that the old has passed away and the new has come. And the song that played before said, I won't go back. I can't go back to the way things used to be, for your presence has changed me. Keep saying, I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to, no. I'm not going to think that way. I can't go in old places. I am changed. That's not a part of my walk. I won't go back. Hallelujah. And I'm speaking to all that's on the line this morning, even myself. I won't go back. Even when somebody push you, even when somebody say about me, even when things turn out the way we used to complain and murmur and worry about it. No, I can't go back to worry. I can't go back to complaining. I can't go back to cussing and fussing and fighting. I can't go back to the drugs and alcohol. I can't go back to lust and perversion. I can't go back. Because when Jesus came, he changed me. So stay changed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. God bless you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank God for this time this morning, for waking
yes,
up Lord. And starting this on a new day. And I just, my
yes,
prayers
God.
Is for unity and for obedience.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And I just thank God for watching me and my family.
Yes, Lord.
And I just thank coming and our going. And
yes, Lord.
I just continue prayers. Just continue prayers. God protect me. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we come this day, oh God, this morning that you blessed us with, oh God, we come rejoicing in your holy name, Father God, with your daughter. Lord, we come with all faith, combined faith with your daughter. Hallelujah, minister, oh God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, as she come by faith, believing that you'll move mighty in all that she's concerned about and in the lives of those that she loves and concerned about, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we come praying, oh God, with your daughter for divine unity, oh God, for every family, every mother and daughter, amen, father and son, brother and sister, hallelujah, loved one, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will divinely intervene right now and let unity come, oh God, where the enemy has caused separation and division, confusion, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let peace come and be still, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us, oh God, help your daughter, oh God, and those in our family, oh God, to walk according to the spirit of obedience, amen, for your word says in obedience there is blessing. Oh Lord, for all of you blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your continued protection, oh God, for the life of your daughter and those of our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you for answering prayers right now. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, Lord, when you bless, oh God, bless your daughter. Amen. Hallelujah. When you multiply, Lord, multiply, oh God, with our favor, with our blessing, oh God, for her and those in our family, Lord. Lord, we pray a special prayer this morning, a blessing and favor and your protection around her children and grandchildren. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, teach your daughter wisdom ways and lead her in straight paths, oh God. Make every path, hallelujah, before every crooked path straight, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let her receive divine direction, oh God, and instruction the way that you will have for her to go, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let wisdom multiply her days, oh God, and add years to her life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Lord, make her strong with the seed of the Lebanon, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. Let her receive the blessing of Zion. Let it be upon our life. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, as she go out today, oh Lord, blessing her going and coming on today. Oh Lord, let your word be in her mouth, oh God. Let her see the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. It's the lives of your children, oh God. And even the unbelievers ask, how can I be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare that multitudes will go to heaven because of your life, because God is going to use you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let her receive your glory, your Shekinah glory right now. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your glory. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your peace and blessings, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for the life of your daughter. Amen. We thank you for keeping her, Father. Lord, bless her latter days greater than her beginnings, oh God. Let her receive multiplied blessings right now, Father God, even as we're praying. Hallelujah. Let her receive extraordinary blessings, supernatural blessings. Amen. Supernatural favor that coming from you, oh God. Let her find
our Savior, thy sight and that with mankind. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God.
Yes.
Fresh oil. Let us receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. We thank you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, let's get, come on, let's come
amen.
Into agreement with our sister this
Hallelujah.
Morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
yes.
God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. God bless you. Thank
God,
God for
you.
Thank you. Amen. I receive
thank
it in
God.
Jesus Christ's holy
thank
name. Amen. Minister Darina, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning, ladies. My
good
point
morning.
Today is God bless the church as a whole, and I'm asking for special stuff for my children and my business, and for God to continue to deliver and restore.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come on one accord with our faith, believing and trusting your God for a miracle, breakthrough in the life of your daughter, Darina, your minister, God. Lord, set her fire, God, with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, make her minister of fire, oh God. So walk in this life, oh God, that you have blessed her with, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, set a blazing trail for your daughter to walk in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that all will know, oh God, that she belongs to you, oh God. And if the enemy cannot come near, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, we pray for breakthrough in her business, oh God. Lord, we pray for good relationships, oh God. Lord, we pray for open doors for her business. Lord, open doors of blessing, doors of favor, doors of financial increase, oh God. Open up doors of good opportunities, good relationships, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, close every door that the enemy is operating through or trying to come through right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray the protection of her children, oh God. We pray the peace of her children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, leading God, as friends, oh God, and the way that you are having to go, oh God, so they would truly be blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we call on you to say, oh God, hallelujah, that you would draw them nigh unto you this day, oh God, that they may receive from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, touch their hearts this morning, oh God, and fill them, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ with that Holy Spirit. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray for transformation this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, change the children, oh God, right now. Change the way they think, oh God. Give them a new mindset, oh God, to seek you more, oh God, to hunger and thirst for you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray right now for spiritual alignment for your daughter. Divine order in a position, oh God, that she can receive from you great and mighty, oh God, your instructions and direction, oh God, for this life, oh God, for the calling that should come on her life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that she shall, hallelujah, fulfill the destiny that you have prepared for her life, hallelujah, from the womb, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come pray for the church as a whole, oh God. Lord, we pray for restoration of the church, the body of Christ right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you will purge the wicked out the church, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless the church, oh God, hallelujah, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, for you are the head of the church, Lord Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, let all your daughter waste places become like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, that there is no wrong in your life, but you receive and walk in the blessing of Eden right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare and declare breakthrough, hallelujah, in every area of your life and the goodness of the Lord, our God. We declare and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let the dew of Hermon descend and fall upon the life of your daughter right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the beauty of Acre and Sharon be upon our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare that you shall be satisfied with abundance in Sharon and Acre right now. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We decree that I'm faith in the name of Jesus Christ that you have more than enough because God has blessed you. We serve a God of more than enough, amen, that you will live in prosperity and blessing of sharing and aid all the days of your life. Receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you've heard our prayers and you've answered our prayers. And we thank you and we love you. We thank you that you love us first, that you sent your only begotten Son to save us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Ooh. My. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God, glory to God. My prayer petition is one. I do want to lift up my mother, Carol Dillard. Amen. I want to lift up my husband, Dr. Doris A. Manning. I want to lift up my children, of course, my children, Sister Doris. Amen. Who would normally be on with us during our prayer and fasting time. Evangelist Kimberly Russell and her family. Amen. Jordan Adams, I want to lift her up. Hallelujah. In the name of my cousin, Beth Carter, I want to lift up A.T. Ruth, the name of my Aunt Augustine and Aunt Vera, my cousin Bonnie, my Aunt Eliza Chang, my Aunt Classy, and amen, my brother and sisters, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my grandchildren, amen, children to come, hallelujah. Minister Lone Green and Sister Connie Northern, I want to lift them up this morning. I want to pray that God will continue to bless them, that God will continue to heal, deliver, and set free and move mighty in their lives, even right now, even as we're on this line this morning that God will do a new thing in them right now. I declare and declare a great testimony being birthed in our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for God to turn it around and God will turn it around for my husband's business. So we've been having some issues with the business, but we declare and declare the blessing of the Lord that God will divinely intervene and turn it around for our good. I pray for restoration of our finances and support in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is my prayer that God will continue to keep me and use me mighty, for I am a servant of God, hallelujah, that I will serve all the days of my life. And so I just thank God. Again, for everybody that's on the line, I pray that God will bless, and I will call our name this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray for my brother, Ty Warren, lift him up and pray for God to touch his heart and mind and change him. Amen. Cause up will call him now on this day that he will give his life over to God completely. It's my prayer that I will surrender over all over to God, giving all that we are, not some and not half, not all, not halfway in, but all the way in. Amen. Amen, and that change will come this day, amen, and we will walk in that change, and we'll stay, hallelujah, in the will of God, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That is my prayer petition this morning by faith. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will increase my faith, and those on the line, our faith to receive all that we petition in prayer, and walking and expecting, oh, Lord, for you to do it, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for it, Lord, amen. Amen.
Yes,
so this morning, we're going to pray. I'm going to enter in as we do a collective prayer. I'm going to hit several points this morning in prayer. First of all, I'm just praying for God to restore the seal, a place of restoration, because sometimes we get in a point where so much is happening in our lives. We're busy with work, children, and just everything in this world is trying to distract us, that we find ourselves out of God's will, or we'll find ourselves out of order. We'll find ourselves not in position to receive. And we'll say, well, I'm not praying like I used to. I'm not reading the Bible like I used to. I'm doing this. I'm more concerned about the world things than now what God is calling me to do, or, you know, getting that place. So I want to pray for a fresh release this morning. Amen. And I'm led to pray. So Holy Spirit, have your way as we enter in this morning. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your name, Father God. We thank you for this day. for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Heavenly Father, you are our Lord in whom we trust. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you help us, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to help us and those in our family, Father God, Lord, because you know all things, oh God. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You're King of Kings. You're Lord of Lords. You're the Alpha and the Omega, oh God. Hallelujah. Nothing existed without you, Lord God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, help us on today, oh God. Hallelujah. For, Lord, you know exactly what we need, when we need it, oh God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Heavenly Father, creator of all and all for all, we come to you this day with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that is not of you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask, oh God, that all that we have petitioned this morning by faith, oh God, that you'll move mighty, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Even while we're still praying, oh God. Hallelujah. That you'll move right now, oh God, in our life and the life of those in our family. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ from heaven. Oh Lord, you know, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Yeah. Holy Spirit, oh God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been empty. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us. Renew the fire. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us right now, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Our Father. Incubate us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every anti-power punish in our life break right now and be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whatever the devil has limitation, that we will not have the power of God in our life. We break and destroy those limitations right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of never, my Lord, my God, all spiritual strangers in our life, flee right now from our spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are doing a new thing in us right now, that you're doing a new thing in our life and those in our family. Amen. As we pray, Lord, you are worthy of our prayers. We give it all over to you right now. We don't find it wrong to be up this morning, oh God, for you have given us this day, oh God, and we praise you, we thank you, oh God. We decree and declare right now that we are delivered and set free from all spiritual strains in our lives, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, fill us up right now, fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, catapult our spiritual life to the mountaintop. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, take us from where we are right now to another level, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, let your glory shine forth, oh Lord. Let us go, hallelujah, to another level, God, in Jesus Christ's holy name. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, open up our eyes and our ears to receive wondrous things from you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, use us, oh God, for your glory. Hallelujah. Let us do mighty things, oh God, for you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, release your tongue of fire upon our life right now. Oh, release your tongue of fire upon our life this day. Let tongue of fire come up upon our life and burn up all spiritual filthiness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus, hallelujah. Where there is any filthiness, let it be burnt away right now. And let it be replaced with the burning fire of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, heal every area of our life where there's been any backsliding, pain, disappointment, or limitation. Heal us right now completely, those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let the anointing of your fire be upon our life. And let it become even more in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, wake us up, Lord God, from any spiritual sleep. Help us to put on the full light. Full armor light right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, wherever we've been, and they've put us in some kind of spiritual sleep to try to make us numb to your voice. Wherever they try to put a stoppage in our growth, in you, oh God, let us continue to grow. Remove all numbness, all spiritual sleep, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we stand against anything in our life right now that will cause us to stumble. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all bad fruit in our life, we put a stop to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all false truths that are causing a wrongward action, we put a stop to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak into being the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, and those in our family and also with love and concern about how they're powerless to stand firm against all schemes and techniques of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, give us the strength to stand firm, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, empower us to stay away from anything or anybody who might try to take your place in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, empower us and give us the strength and understanding and ability and grace to stay away from anything or anybody that will cause us to stumble and fall. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us receive right now power to mount on wings like eagles. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever we're doing, whatever we have been weak, give us the power right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, right there in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the crown war against every spiritual ignorance. In the name of Jesus Christ, every spiritual force or spiritual ignorance is trying to pull us back. We declare the crown war against it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the crown, according to Job 22:28, that you evil forces are defeated. So, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and cast out every unteachable spirit. We shall walk in the holiness, hallelujah, the glory of God every day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, multitudes will go to heaven because of our life. Our life will be a vessel for the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, let us receive fresh fire right now. Fresh anointing, fresh oil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost be upon us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from this day forward, we will not be the same. Amen. We're going to another level in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not be a missile arrow. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall be an arrow that is fine and goes well and accomplishes its mission. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, any foundation of power working against us, against our salvation, be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every joke working against our spiritual growth in our lives, in our career, in our marriages, in our relationships, in our role, in our ministry, in our peace, in our finances, in our wisdom and our knowledge, we destroy you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we thank you that it is done and it's complete. We thank you for breakthrough this morning. We thank you for unity this morning. Amen. We thank you for deliverance this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. You are our everything, and we thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we pray that you will open up doors of blessings in our lives. Spiritual doors of blessings. Open doors wherever we need to go in that direction you want us to go into. Open those doors right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Doors of blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And close doors of evil. Shut doors of evil right now. Open doors of blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, come on in this shit to be here. Oh God, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we are inseparable from the Lord our God, according to Romans 8:38-39, that we are precious in the sight of our God, and we have been considered honorable, according to Isaiah 43:4, that we are raised up and seated with our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus in heavenly place, according to Ephesians 2:6. We declare and declare that we're treading on serpents and scorpions with the full authority of Jesus Christ over us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means, according to Luke 10:19. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are submitted to God, hallelujah, and we resist the devil, hallelujah, and he flees from us, amen, according to James 4:7. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare the crown right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we're strong in the Lord, and the power of his might. And we put on the whole armor of God, according to Ephesians 6:10-18, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare that Revelation 12:11 over us right now, that we'll come with the blood of Jesus by which we overcame, hallelujah, overcome the enemy of all with the word of our testimony, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord God. We declare that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Amen. Oh, Father God, we bless your name as we come. We're creating the grand this morning, oh God, for breakthrough in every area of our life, oh God. You know, oh God. Remove every delay to our blessing. Amen. Remove every delay to our healing, those who we pray for today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, as we go out throughout this day, oh Lord, we ask that you use us mighty, oh God, for your glory. Oh Lord, that all will see you and not us, oh God, and they will see you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If we decrease, and that you may have all the increase in us right now and use us, Lord. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will to your will right now, Lord. That your will might be done, oh God. So let our will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, right now. We bless your name, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for every net that the enemy has laid out for us to be entrapped, and let them be entrapped and entangled in their own webs, Lord God, in their own net, in the name of Jesus Christ. And that every pit that the enemy has dug for us to fall in, let them fall and be consumed in their own pit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare victory this morning. All sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, every plot, plan, and agenda, trickery of the enemy right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and it is so, and it shall be no other way, and we thank you for it, Lord. We declare and declare the blessings of the Lord upon our life right now, and your goodness overtaking us, in the name of Jesus Christ. As we come to Zion this morning, Lord, command your blessing, even life forevermore for us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your presence be upon our life continually, Father God, and let your blessings be continual in our life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And right now, our faith, we receive the blessing and favor of Zion, amen. And we just want to say thank you. For there is no mountain as holy as Zion. And we are standing in the world at your holy hill. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Zion is your habitation. And we dwell and live where you are and enjoy your blessings. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let everlasting joy be upon our heads. For we have come to Zion this morning. Amen. Let gladness and joy overtake our lives. Amen. Let sorrow and sadness flee away right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us sing in the height of Zion. And the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Amen. Let our soul be like a water garden so that we will soar no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yes, sure, we thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your healing anointing, your healing virtual God into our bodies, and those of us that need the healing, and those in our family, oh God, who are healed right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask you to bless the land of Jerusalem and his people. Lord, God, bless a miracle, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask, oh God, for your protection, oh God, and bless the ground holes in Ukraine right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for the children of this world. We pray for your hands of protection to be around the children, oh God. Lord, that not one child will be homeless, hungry, oh God, or mistreated, abused. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we cry out, oh God, for your answers when the righteous cry out that you'll deliver us all the troubles, oh God. Let it come on today. Let deliverance come today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare the crown that lives upon the land right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, restore us right now. We pray for restoration, oh God. Restore every area of our life, oh God, where the enemy has come, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you give us double for our trouble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare the crown of blessings that coming from you, all of us, to make it rich and have no sorrow. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray and we lift up every apostle that you have ordained, every prophet, prophetess, evangelist, preacher, and teacher that you have ordained for such a time as this. And Lord, we pray their peace this morning. Hallelujah. We pray their protection, oh God. We pray. Continue to guide us with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray that you will help all. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for every man of God this morning. For you call men to be the head of the house of God. We pray for divine positioning, that they will be in position, oh Lord, that they can receive from you to be able to highly be a blessing to their family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask, oh God, anything that's not of you, that you will purge them, oh God, of evilness and evil doing and mindset. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare right now by faith that we're already blessed. for you have blessed us. We thank you, Lord God, for turning around this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that we can declare the plan right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all things are working together for the good of our life. Hallelujah. Because you have turned it around for our good, and we thank you. And we are blessed, and we can never be cursed because you have blessed us. And we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, and we declare and declare by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracle signs and wonders of God for our blessing, favor, mercy, and grace. We're walking in our record-breaking season of breakthrough in our finances, our health, our peace, our joy, our happiness, God's provision for our lives, God's prosperity, restoration, and strength, and we thank you for our Lord. And we still can swear with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For God is blessed us today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For God is blessed us in our going and coming on today. Amen. Even before you leave your house, is already blessed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord God. It's your angels that go before us to pan the way, Lord. We thank you. Even right here, God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Again, amen. God bless you all, beautiful women of God. I pray that you have received this morning great and mighty to start your day off with the Lord and know that God is with you throughout this whole day. And keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. You know the enemy is busy, but the Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. All right. Angela, God bless you. Go ahead. Angela? Angela?
Maybe she moved away from
Yeah, she's still on the line. It's just maybe she's on mute or doing something. My Lord, my God. All right. Okay, Cousin Kim.
Amen. Glory to God. And bless everyone on the line and everyone that had desire to come to the line this morning. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Mr. Davina, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I just want to say thank you, and I just love everyone that's on the line, and I just pray that the kingdom bless you back on today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. God bless you. I thank you all for being on the line this morning again, touching and agreeing, and believing God for the breakthrough in every area of your life, as I am this day, trusting God for turnaround and just be in a place of gratefulness, go throughout this day and just thanking God, looking around, feeling the air on your face, the sun that shines, amen, the trees, the grass, amen, even driving your car, just take the time out and just take it all in and just thank God, you know, and just thanking God for another day that he has given us. A new day, amen, new mercies, new grace, amen. God bless you, God keep you, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you be free from the fear of the past, looking forward to the joy of tomorrow, looking forward to the joy of today and all the days of your life. May every controlling thing in your life be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And may you be completely controlled by the Spirit of God and the love of Christ. Amen. Let this day be the first day of the rest of your life, a day filled with love, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together and we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. God bless you, beautiful woman of God. Y'all have a blessed day. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All I want to see is look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his face. streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that life. Can you imagine living?